The Pen, the Crowbar Hotel, the Can, and probably the most famous slang term for prison of them all, the Slammer. We've all heard the slang before in popular culture, and images of toughs in stripes or orange jumpsuits immediately come to mind. The Alcatraz Museum prison guard showed us on the eerie night tour of the complex how all the doors of each cell block were controlled by an ingenious system of levers at the end of each corridor. The slam echoed through the concrete corridors with a violent shudder. The vibration of the angry air shook my cheeks. This was where the word slammer became synonymous for prison. The Alcatraz door slam sound is truly chilling, and has been recorded for a variety of films, including the sound of the closing main gates to Jurassic Park, and for the sound of Darth Vader's shuttle door in The Empire Strikes Back. And while there is a need to house those who appear to have forfeited their place in a civilized society, there are those in our community who recognize the need to provide men and women returning from prison the tools to break bad cycles to reach higher once they're released. Popular culture lately has brought this issue to the forefront, including the popular Netflix series Orange is the New Black, created by writer and former inmate Piper Kerman, who recently spoke at UNCW and empowered students there to create a library for our local women's prison. CFCC supports the incarcerated with library books as well as training for those to learn, as we all know the freeing power of an education. New Hanover and Pender County's District Attorney, Ben David, has found great success with Hometown Hires, now Phoenix Hometown Hires, a program he developed to educate and empower nonviolent community members who need a hand up to support themselves and their families. He speaks about a vicious cycle where 98% of the prison population will be released back into society someday, and statistically, that 2/3 of that population will return to prison for another offense within 2 years. This public-private partnership has so far been a great success, putting over 100 people through training and work in our community over the last year. One example being a single mother of three, who was able to move out of public housing and start life anew with gainful employment. Another resource, the Link Program, a local nonprofit and brainchild of local leader Frankie Roberts, provides counseling, transitional housing, and casework to support those transitioning back to our community, giving men and women assistance to get back on their feet after release. Imagine being released and having nowhere to go, no home, no job, no supportive and positive circle of friends and advocates. Frankie's program aims to bridge that gap. In a country where we account for 5% of the world's population, but incarcerate 25% of the entire world's prison population, it is a good thing that our leaders are looking for innovative ways to break bad cycles, recognizing how we are all connected as members of the same community, that empowering the struggling empower us all.